Research by sight loss charity RNIB has shown that more than half of blind and partially sighted people can't get information in an accessible format. Now, much of that information could be personal letters from your doctor, test results, information from your bank. So RNIB has launched its Design for Everyone campaign. They're looking to encourage businesses, corporations, public, private, third sector, to look at accessibility, whether that's on things we buy in the shops or letters you receive in the post. Daniel Cleary is visually impaired and she has taken part in Design for Everyone. Danielle, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Tell me a little bit about yourself, Danielle.
So I am 36. I'm a single parent. I have an 8-year-old daughter. I have been blind since birth and I live just outside London.
Some of these statistics were very familiar to yourself when it comes to getting accessible information.
Absolutely. It's funny actually, because I was having a conversation with somebody from the sensory impairment team recently, and he was sort of saying, you know, it's law that people should be able to receive accessible format letters from medical appointments, etc. But in practice, it just doesn't happen. And that's the same with, you know, something from the council or anything like that, probably because there isn't the uptake or belief that it's necessary.
So when you heard about Design for Everyone, what did you think of that? What got you involved?
I think at first I didn't realise that it was part of a bigger campaign. So I was just told that people were looking into how to make pregnancy tests accessible, and they wanted to talk to visually impaired mothers about their experiences of using pregnancy tests in the past. And I just thought, awesome. You know, I had the time, I fitted into the bracket. So I just thought, yeah, you know, anything to help, really.
It's an interesting one to start with, isn't it? The pregnancy test, because that's something which is incredibly personal, incredibly private as well. And not just carrying out the test, but the results as well. That's something you really want to know firsthand.
So even buying a pregnancy test, you didn't always necessarily know what to do with it. So there was one that, for example, is like a little cup that you pee into, and then there's a stick that you dip in it. And then obviously now you've got the digital ones, which are one contained unit. They give out different information. Some of them are one line if you're not pregnant, two lines if you are. Some of them actually have words on them and say, yes, you're this far gone. So yeah, I would say there have been a variety of situations over the last 20 years.
It's a baffling situation then, with the variety, you know, how do I use it, but how are the results seen? I suppose it could be quite confusing as well, but what kind of struck me looking at the campaign was you may have to ask someone who's not a relative, could be a stranger, to tell you if you are or are not pregnant, which is a hugely personal thing.
Yeah, and it's embarrassing, because sometimes it really is the case for people that they have nobody to ask. I've heard of people who have gone to the chemist and said, can you give me my result? There's no sighted person that's in that situation. So why on earth do visually impaired people have to be put through that pressure, that embarrassment, that potential judgment?
Have you had to do that yourself? Did you have to go to a stranger or a family member?
Yeah, I have. Basically, I was 22, wasn't planning on being pregnant, didn't actually honestly think I was pregnant, but my period was so late that I just thought, this is, you know, a bit strange. So took the test. For various reasons, I didn't want my family to know. And so we ended up having to ask a neighbour, somebody who had been very helpful to us, who we weren't close with, but we knew that we could trust her to tell us the result. And she said to my partner, oh, it's negative. And she said, well, you know, it's probably just as well, really, isn't it? And I just remember sitting there thinking, what does that mean? And why do you think that? And why are you saying that? And you don't know whether we're trying or not. So actually, we're not. So it's okay. But, you know, you could have just completely devastated us by that. It was very hurtful.
The prototype has been produced. Tell us about that. What makes it so much better?
The prototype is modelled around a standard digital pregnancy test. The bit where you pee on is 50% larger. A lot of consultation has been done, and it was felt that it was better for there to be a larger space to aim at, so to speak. There is a control knob on the bottom of the test. which will pop out to show that the test has been activated. So it's basically like a button popping up. And then if the test has a positive result, the top of the pregnancy test will then raise up. So basically it is replacing the screen with mechanical parts that move depending on the result of the test. It also has a bit of a chunkier handle and it's ergonomic in the way that pregnancy tests are. So it's very obvious when it's sitting in your hand that it's the right way around. You know, this is just such a massive thing. And I think as important as it is for these things to be addressed, it is important to teach people that these things are issues in the first place, because when something doesn't affect you, you don't think about it. Why would you? But the point that I would like to make is that sight loss may not affect you right now, but it could do in 5 years' time. I mean, obviously, we hope it won't, but it could do. And if it doesn't affect you, it could be your daughter, it could be your niece, it could be your cousin. There just needs to be more awareness.
And if you would like to learn more about RNIB's design for everyone, do log on to the website. There's lots of information on the homepage. Go to rnib.org.uk. Danielle, thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much.